I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round your radio now for Husey and Aaron.
This is huge. Who doesn't love Bruno Mars? That's nobody, isn't it? Nobody doesn't love Bruno Mars.
That's a double tontodrum. What is it? It's a tautology? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, but it probably isn't. But tautology is something.
An anagram?
Your wife will text in a second and tell
us. She won't be up this early. Yeah. But people are, and people are going to get the worm. Aaron, tell people what they're going to win if they call the number.
They're going to win a worm.
No, they're going to win a Bruno Mars ticket.
Oh, well, God, I thought you just said the worm. I'm going, well, I don't know. We're giving away worms.
A worm.
Yes, you're
going to
win Bruno Mars tickets, every single person that comes on air here. It's a first concert, isn't it, at the brand new stadium.
And it's on in like 2 weeks.
No,
or
I
less
know.
Than that. Can we talk to someone?
Well, by the way, a tautology is saying the same thing twice over in different words.
Yeah, right.
I'm trying to think of an example. Like what's plastic.
What's a homonym?
Oh, so it means the same or sounds the same?
Homonym. What is that?
Is that sounds the same or means the same? Let's see if.
I think it's. Yeah, I don't know.
Means the same or sounds the same?
I thought it was like a word that can mean two things.
Like water, H2O?
Or like orange for colour and fruit.
Well, what about like Jesse from Oran Park?
Oh.
Hi, Jesse from Oran. Oh, God.
Jesse, can you believe that you just woke up this morning and now you're like 10 days away from going to see Bruno Mars?
Oh, I cannot believe it, mate. My wife is going to be over the moon.
That's what we do here, mate. We make dreams come true. So she's a massive Bruno Mars fan, is she?
She is. She's been telling me to try and win some tickets, mate, and I just got lucky this morning and called through and got through.
What a joy.
Well, are you big kind of competition enterers, Jesse, or this is kind of the first time you've put it out there on a limb?
I try every now and again, but most of the times I don't get through. So this morning I got lucky and got through. So,
you know what, Jesse, you make your own luck, and you made your luck this morning. You know, one made it for you. We didn't ring you, mate. You rang us. And there's you know how many sperm try to get through to that egg?
Hundreds and thousands.
No, more. Isn't there millions?
Well, it depends how old you are.
Oh, yeah, really good point. Or if you've got a genetic disorder as well, because some men are just predispositioned to have less sperm.
Well, at least a dozen, isn't it?
It's more than a dozen.
At least a dozen.
A homonym is each of two words that have the same spelling or pronunciation, but different meanings.
So orange would be one.
Correct.
Thank you.
I think an orange is a tautology as well. Each of the two words have the same spelling. Oh, wait. Oh, is that homonym?
Yeah, that's a homonym.
Oh, I thought that was tautology.
Tautology is the one above that.
No, yeah, orange wouldn't be one.
Why not?
Because what's the second?
Orange is a fruit or a colour. Isn't that a homonym?
No, it's two words that have the same
tautology.
Spelling.
Well, that isn't the orange is two words. orange has got the same spelling for the fruit as for the colour.
It's like red and red.
Two words that have the same spelling.
Black and black.
But the colour.
Orange.
The colour's based on the fruit.
Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Ed Sheeran. Was he gone a little bit off? Is it fair to say? Just a tiny bit off. No.
Potentially. I don't think he writes his own songs, does he?
His last album hasn't gone as big, has it? I don't know.
I think he and Adele, their last albums weren't as successful as their, I think they only sold 20 million copies as opposed to 10. Or the other way around.
I love Ed, and he's obviously the biggest star in the world. But you can't stand
but
top of the pile forever.
But his star is flailing.
No, I'm not saying that.
The light is burning dim. There are younger, hotter people coming through. Take his place.
Now, have you got information about the Queen, Aaron?
Yes, I discovered this morning that they have announced her death certificate. They have essentially, and when I say they, I'm referring to the palace, have revealed her cause of death.
Yeah. Not COVID. Is it not COVID?
Oh.
Was it COVID?
Are we now going to do a round of guess what it not was?
No, I mean, look, we just go with COVID.
Go on, Ed, you have a turn. What do you think it not was?
Alcohol poisoning.
Yeah. She did love a gin. Oh, no, was it gin? Yeah, she did love a gin. No, it wasn't alcohol poisoning. Are you ready?
Yes.
The Queen's cause of death was old age.
So what it says officially?
Officially.
They're lying.
But I mean, she was 96, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it gets
I think
us
it
all.
Still comes as a shock to a lot of people.
You'd think that though, but honestly, you'd think that she would have the best treatment available. So if
well,
anyone
she clearly
was going
has.
To...
If she's dying of old age at 96 and that was all it was, and she has clearly been looked after very well her whole life.
I don't feel that's good enough, to be honest. I don't reckon that's, I'm not happy with
it. You
that.
Want them to have frozen her?
Have we got someone official saying it? Or
yes, have a listen.
Death certificate has come out 3 weeks to the day since Queen Elizabeth passed away. And for a life so grand, it is perhaps surprisingly quite simple. It lists Elizabeth Alexandra Mary Windsor's cause of death as old age.
Yeah, I see what you're doing there. You thought I probably should have played that earlier as the
no,
announcement.
But I thought that would be an English person.
Yeah,
so you were just as good as that. I don't think, even though old age could be a cause of death.
No.
Yeah, because hey, you're right, though, because generally once you get old, it's something else then gets you, you know.
Yeah, like pneumonia you. Or, you know, just a common cold can
yeah. Or an infection, cross. You know, like a paper cut that goes gangrenous.
Yeah. Infection is a big one. Yeah.
Staphylococci gets in.
Oh, yeah, I don't think – so we're officially unhappy with the official
No, I'm comfortable with it.
Well, you are. But
just
I'm
want to
not.
Separate myself from you two. Yeah,
I'm uncomfortable with the I think they should have tried a bit harder.
Yep. Yeah, it feels a bit lazy, doesn't it?
Pick her up.
Yeah, they were, you know, there was 110 year olds dying of COVID.
Yep,
you know.
Yep,
and she gets old age at 96.
Susie, Ed, and Aaron.
Oh. Yeah, look, people very excited about the NRL Grand Final. It's the Battle of the West. Martin Place yesterday was where the fan fest was, and there's a fan fest there again today where the women are going to be.
Oh,
so
great.
Yeah, so we're going to get down there today. It's huge, but yesterday it was the men, and I was lucky enough with the team to go back behind the tent and hang out with both teams. So. I was slightly nervous, I'm not going to lie, Aaron. I mean, it's your world and it's not my world.
I know you were saying that yesterday, which I was a little bit surprised about, that you get a little bit nervous. But I like that because it means that it's important to you.
Yeah, I also don't want to make mistakes. I don't want to upset any of the players.
Yes.
You know, they're obviously getting in their game face on.
You don't want to be responsible for the complete capitulation of a team that's worked hard all year and their fan base.
But also you never know what's going to trigger them. You know, I could say the wrong word and there's an all-in backstage and, you know, I mean, I end up in a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
10 of their players end up in jail, you know.
Because they what were you thinking of saying?
Beat me up.
What were you going to say?
Well, I didn't intend to say anything that would be upset.
You're going to ask
people,
someone where Jared Hayne was? Like, what were you doing?
No, oh, I didn't. Who knows what you could say that you don't know what trigger points
no,
are.
No, you don't.
You know?
Yeah.
I know. So, but I talked to all, I mean, a lot of the big names.
Ooh.
Yeah. Including Nathan Cleary. Was
oh,
here.
Did I mean, you was ask it... him off
no, I, look,
audio
I,
about the other thing? I, you
no,
did,
I,
didn't you? Did you have a
no,
little chat
to him? No, I didn't. No, you know, I thought about it, but I didn't. I know there's a connection. And
just because it was in the paper, Nathan was dating one of my Pilates instructors and Husey met her because she instructed him, so that's what I was referring to, just to bring our listeners into the loop there.
Okay.
I thought about asking him, but I just thought, oh, God, I don't want to put him off because I don't want him to think that we were, you know, behind the scenes just pumping up a love.
She said, I think Nico Hines and her have gone on a date. It's weird.
We do want to sort that out, don't we?
Yeah, he did follow up with me. I've got an update. I forgot to. I'll let you guys know later. Yeah.
Anyway, he's a little bit of me and Nathan Cleary before he walked out on stage in front of those adoring fans. Nathan, mate, great to see you, buddy. Mate, great. We'll have a quick chat. Nathan Cleary, superstar, man. Are you excited for Sunday?
Yeah, very excited. You know, I think it's pretty cool that it's two Western Sydney teams as well. You know, it should be a great crowd and, yeah, very excited.
Mate, sold out early. Have you had people hitting you up for tickets or how many do you get?
We only get six, but then you have the opportunity to buy on top of that. So, yeah, I've had a lot of people hit me up. You know, I think between me and my family, there's like 70 tickets or something. So.
70?
Yeah, there's a lot.
Also, this one's at home. You don't have to travel. Last year it was in Queensland. So this is special, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I feel like a lot of like our family and that feel like they missed out last year. So, you know, they want the opportunity to see it again.
Yeah, you're going to kick some balls that you can grab yourself again like you did the other night, mate?
I'm not too sure. We'll see.
Did you hear the commentary off the just before you got that try?
No, what'd they say?
They said that you were about to do something special, and you did.
Wow, that's so insane to the future.
So I was really getting in there, you know.
Yeah,
I mean?
It was really a great reference to moment that had occurred. Like that's
and you almost knew what a chip and chase was. And he almost picked you up on it, but then thought better of it, which I appreciate on both sides.
we'll play some more audio during the morning.
I love it. I love it. And don't you think, oh, is he going to come through and get me that signed jersey that he promised me? You just wait.
When will it end? It's been a terrible year in the world of music. We heard the shocking news yesterday that the man, the myth, the legend, Coolio, is no longer with us. Oh. Age of 59, he passed away yesterday. Cause of death not immediately clear. But it's a long list. Mm. It's terrible.
Who else?
What, Olivia Newton-John?
Yep. Let's get physical.
I wanna get physical. It's just an icon.
Yeah, true story.
Before that, we had Judith Durham. Mm.
Who?
The Georgie Girl. The Seekers. There's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide. Superstar.
Yep.
What about the bloody Foo Fighters drummer, you know, Taylor Hawkins? Is someone getting the best, the best, the
best, the best of you? Great song.
Yeah, brilliant. You know who started this year?
Who?
Only the Loaf.
Oh, I love it.
Back in January.
My favourite of all time.
I was on the Hume Highway when I heard that news.
Can we just
Creepers,
play
Creepers?
I just feel like that wasn't the right song.
Which song would you like to hear from Meatloaf?
I'd do anything for love. I can sing every single word. I know that I would do anything for love. And I'll be there till the floor. Except this bit. But I know the bit when the woman comes in.
Well, what won't you do?
That's the... Well, I've always wondered
won't
that.
Won't do that.
So sorry. Anyway, back that? To are you finishing
not doing
with something?
Anything for love.
You hold me, we
live. I'm just saying, it's been a tough year. No, tough year for anyone who's guessing on the Masked Singer. I tell you, there's not going to be many left next year. I don't know. We might have to cancel it.
That's a really good point.
It's like, come on.
And by the time you kind of they're alive when you're guessing, and by the time it goes to air, they're dead.
It's weird. A tough editing job.
Yeah.
Such a good vibe. So excited about the Battle of the West on Sunday night.
And that's what people want to see is just a contest that means something to everyone involved. Even if your team's not there, you can get behind this one and love it. So it's so good.
But all the players were really relaxed, really open, really friendly yesterday. I loved it. I'm not going to lie. I bloody
really?
Loved hanging out with them. So we've got some... this is two interviews.
Yeah,
so I'd like people to hear. Yeah, so before. Yes.
Okay, so the way this is going to work, Aaron, as a former sports reporter yourself, so 131060 lines are open. We are going to play the interview with Husey and the player. We'll beep the names or cut them out, and you have to guess who it is. You get it right, you get yourself Bruno Mars tickets. So lines are open for guess the player for Bruno Mars tickets. 131060. Shall we hear?
Let's hear one.
Like crazy for you, like on the day of the game, you watched your child get bumped by a baseball.
Yeah, exactly. Literally about an hour before we had to get on the bus and go to the game, she was delivered, so it was a pretty special moment. Unfortunately, how it happened would have been better in another way, but that's how it happened.
Mate, I've been on your team the whole time. I am so excited for you guys to get to
Okay.
Who is it?
There it is.
Who's that player?
On the bus, that's... pull someone across.
Pretty easy, isn't it, Aaron? Yeah.
That one I reckon I could hazard a guess, yeah.
Well, and Sharon from St. Clair. Sharon from St. Clair, you've heard the chat. Guess the player.
Ivan Cleary?
Ivan Cleary.
Ivan Cleary.
Guess the player. Ivan Cleary.
No.
No, it wasn't Ivan Hanjak either.
Ivan Cleary. But I'd say I did talk to Ivan Cleary, who's the most relaxed man in the world. We'll play a bit of that later on.
Here's Jason from Engadine. He knows it. Jason, guess the player.
Mitchell Moses.
There he is. You go to Bruno Mars. You go to Bruno Mars, Jason.
Oh, fantastic. My wife will love that.
God, everyone's just making their wives happy. Why are you so committed to doing that, Jason?
she puts a lot of effort in. We've got like three teenage kids, so, and she works full time. So she's she loves a big night out at a concert. So
what a great man Jason is.
What a great woman she is. Oh, gee, Jason's a great man because he wants to thank the woman doing everything. Wow.
Yeah, I know, but he's grateful, and I love his gratitude. And so that's the sort of man that keeps their women happy.
Ooh.
Yeah. Let's hear. Do another one?
Yeah, let's do another one. All right, here we go. Second interview.
Good to see you, buddy. How are you, man?
I'm really good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, great. You're excited about Sunday. It's going to be so much fun, isn't it?
Of course, of course. It's what we've worked all year towards, and, yeah, we get an opportunity to be great again.
But you're just going to enjoy, don't you?
Yeah, always, always. Every game, brother.
Just a smile. You're living the dream, aren't you, man?
Definitely, definitely. Just had a baby on Monday as well, so life is good. Life
baby
is good.
On Monday?
Yeah, yeah. Timed it well, so, yeah, life couldn't be better.
Yeah, so how'd you organise that? Was it induced or was it like a... Was it?
Yeah, it was induced. Yes, it was induced. So sort of had a plan if we made the grand final. My missus, yeah, came up with that plan. So all went smoothly and they're both healthy, so thank God.
It's a team effort.
It's all about babies. I mean, the NRL players love having babies, and I appreciate that. There's just so many of them. So, this guy, so much fun, though. Biggest smile.
Aaron knows. Aaron already knows, don't you, Aaron? Aaron's already nodding. She knows. Okay, here's Tamara from Bella Vista. Tamara, guess the player.
Jerome Luai.
So good.
Yeah, thrown at Bruno Mars, Tamara.
Thank you.
Who's going to win Sunday night?
Obviously the Eels.
Yeah, it's huge. There's so many people on the Eels bandwagon. Mm. They're underdogs. You're paying $3.50 if you want to put a bet on, but not that, you got to gamble responsibly.
A responsible bet. Another thing you could do is reopen those lines, 13-10-60. It's free for all Friday. We've got to give away the $10,000 before we get out of here. Aaron, I understand that you've been practicing. How are you feeling?
Oh, God, I'm a little bit nervous, but I reckon it will be succinct and to the point.
You've been so good. People have had much time for that final couple of answers, so it's not your fault that they've missed out.
Funny that you should ask on this occasion, because my partner last night said, did someone say wrist for the response for a body part starting with R? Yeah. And I said, to be honest, I'm so focused on the next question because I don't want to screw it up that I'm not even listening to the answer, because that's obviously someone else's job to determine that. I don't even really listen to answers because I just want to make sure I'm ready to deliver the next question.
No, they did say ribs, by the way. So yes,
he must think we're all idiots. He genuinely must think that we're just
I'm so happy he's listening.
Yeah, absolutely right. Glad to have him on board.
Yesterday, all roads led to Martin Place because that's where both grand final teams were. There was a huge crowd.
I'll tell you what, it's back on today in Martin Place. You've got the NRL players and the Eels and Knights NRLW grand final teams presentation, plus winner share in over $50,000 in prizes.
Yeah, I was there yesterday. I spoke to a lot of the players and both coaches. Mm-hmm. Everyone seemed to be in a great mood.
Good.
But, you know, Penrith had to put up with a lot yesterday because they were they disrespected by the predominantly Parramatta Eels crowd that turned up at Martin Place. I jumped on stage just before the players got there and just tried to test the waters with the crowd to see whose side they were on.
Wait, are you sure they were booing Penrith?
No, they absolutely were booing Penrith.
Just said you jumped on the stage.
I actually played the audio to Ed just before, and someone said, who's he? No, that person was saying Hughesy.
No, I said they were saying Hughesy.
I thought you said they were saying Hughesy.
No, there was actually a mild Hughesy chant going.
Hughesy.
Yeah. Is the problem with having your name as Hughesy, isn't it?
But have a listen to how they react when Penrith's name is brought up.
Hey, we're super pumped up, everyone! We are super excited! Come on! Who loves the Eels? Yes. We got some Panthers in as well!
Ooh.
It's all happening!
It was a big boo for the Panthers.
Yeah.
Big boo.
Well, we've actually got the Aaron Mullen. We've got the other side of that audio. This is from inside the crowd.
I just can't move away from who's he.
But it got really loud when they turned up on stage. And I mean, the Cleary clan, Ivan and Nathan, they're cool cats.
Yes.
Yeah.
But even they, I think, would have been a little bit annoyed about it.
Mm.
Is it okay to boo?
Well, Aaron, you've dug up some other audio that took place, didn't you?
Yes, this is one of my favourite things. And look, I know a lot of our listeners love their V8s, and Western Sydney loves its V8s. This was when Nissan joined the competition, and a couple of fellas who had won the year before, mind you, in a Holden, won Bathurst. Have a listen.
The winners of the great race for the second year running, Mark Scaife and Jim Richards.
Now, we have to come back and hear their response, which is what is the most famous element of it. Very funny what they basically told the crowd to do, which the Panthers might have been excused for doing as well yesterday. But it's interesting because, I mean, is it disrespectful? Is it? It depends on the circumstances, I guess. I don't have an issue if it's not targeting someone individually in a nasty, malicious way. I feel like that adds to the atmosphere of a sporting match. I don't know if it's right in
You're making people feel sad.
Oh, for God's sake.
People who are, it should be their big moment, and you're making them, you're telling them you don't like them. It's hurtful. It's happened to me. It happened to me on The Masked Singer.
I don't want to play this.
It was terrible.
I don't want to play this. Play it.
This is a big star. And initially with the clues, I was thinking, and it made me think Babushka. And it made me think, as in, the one and only Kate Bush.
That's a man's voice. We saw it. Oh, my God.
Boo-wang.
We saw it. Bush.
He's very best.
Please don't be mean to our team captain.
I've been here for 4 years and that's the first booing we've had on the show.
It's absolutely confronting.
And look, I get it. And I'm an advocate for, you know, online bullying in terms of stopping it. Like, I fight for this stuff, but I just feel like at a football match, it's part of the atmosphere. In other circumstances, not appropriate and awful, but I feel like we can't cut down on everything. You can go to the footy, and if a player does a high shot, you can go boo, or if the other team scores. I think that's all fair. Love war.
But what do the people think? Do we have Bruno Mars tickets on offer here?
A double pass to see Bruno Mars at Allianz Stadium. Course 13:10:60. Lines are open. Is it okay to boo at sporting events, kids' concerts? When is it? Is it ever okay to boo?
Susie, Ed and Aaron.
He's playing Friday 14 and Saturday 15th of October. Tickets are at Ticketek, but how else would I get them?
By ringing us and getting on air. We're giving tickets away all morning. Right now, though, we're talking booing. I don't think anyone will boo Bruno Mars. Although maybe if he plays a new song and someone might go, boo. Just want your old stuff.
Yeah, because some people don't like new things. And remember, we played you the audio of all the crowd booing Nissan when Mark Scaife and Jim Richards won for the first time in that car at Bathurst. We played the booing.
Mm.
The winners of the great race for the second year running, Mark Scaife and Jim Richards.
So that's because it's normally Ford v Holden.
This is off the back of fans yesterday booing at the Penrith Panthers at the Fan Fest. But then, of course, shocking. The Panthers didn't do what Jim Richards did. This is how he dealt with it.
This is bloody disgraceful. I'll keep racing, but I tell you what, this is going to remain with me for a long time. You're a pack of assholes.
It's obviously the greatest thing. And I put that in every news package I ever did out of Bathurst for 10 years at Channel 9 because it's just one of my favourite moments.
That is a ripper. But we've put it to the people. Is it okay to boo? Mm.
Abby from Campbelltown, is it okay to boo?
I think at a sports game it's 100% okay to boo. However, I'm a sports teacher, so in the playground, booing is a no-go zone.
Absolutely. I think you nailed it, Abby.
If it affects you directly, Abby, is what we're saying, yeah? So.
Yeah, the students, they get very competitive, and then they start going at each other, and once that starts, it has to stop immediately.
If the kid deserves it,
he's trying to say, Abby, like if the kid's really bad.
It's a hard one because as a teacher, you have to be the mediator, but yeah.
Also, I mean, they'd want to boo you a lot of the time, Abby, but you know.
I do get booed. If I beat them, they're straight away booing.
All right, it's free fall. Peter from Mount Druitt, is it okay to boo?
Oh, definitely, definitely. When it's the last call for drinks at a pub, it's a totally boo. When you can't get tickets to the grand final, that's a total boo.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I get
you. The last drinks at the pub is a shocking moment.
It's
isn't
the
it?
Worst. Why do they do it? They should just never, ever do it.
Especially when you haven't picked up, you know. You know,
3 a.m. comes along and you're going, God, help me. You look around. I mean, you're desperate, but you're not.
You need another 2 hours and you reckon you would have got there.
Susie, Ed and Aaron.
FanFest yesterday. Incredible scenes in Martin Place. There's so many supporters turned up. There were more Parramatta supporters and Penrith supporters, and they were louder because they've had to wait for longer.
And it's also closer. Parramatta is closer to Martin Place.
That is true. But all the players were there. They were all so friendly. And before we get to the matter of did we get the both jerseys signed by all the players, and we've got two people hanging on the line for that, I spoke to so many of the players, the coaches. Mm. You can see some of that on our socials. Yep. Brian To'o, a superstar for Penrith, who... His try last Saturday night was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Where we were saying he intercepted. We use that term, aren't we? He intercepted. He got the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he ran. Mm-hmm. And Cody Walker ran at him.
Yes, he did.
And Cody Walker grabbed him. Mm-hmm. And Brian To'o just basically said, "No, sorry, mate.
No.
Now I'm going to keep going just if you don't mind."
Yep.
And just threw him to the ground, and four players just fell over behind him. It was like he was bowling skittles.
Yeah,
I asked him about that.
Oh,
is what he had to say. Brian, good to see you, bro. How are you, man? You good?
Yeah, all good. Yourself?
Yeah, good. You fired up for Sunday?
Yeah, no, really keen for the big occasion. So yeah, looking forward to it.
We're looking for another amazing try, or not? Another just incredible try from you.
I was lucky. Yeah, I was lucky for the other try.
That wasn't luck, mate. That was pure skill and strength.
Was definitely, like I was not making that try.
That was one for the ages, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it was pretty cool. But like I said, I was lucky. Yeah, I was not making that try. I was so lucky.
Why is he what? So humble.
They're really humble. Just a lovely guy.
Love him.
Wasn't luck though. It was absolute strength.
All right, you're stalling.
Strength of character.
What we're seeing here is stalling, Aaron Mullen, because you promised. What did he promise, Aaron? What did he promise?
He promised two of our listeners fully signed everyone in the team jerseys. One of the Eels, one of the Panthers.
Rebecca from Camden, you are an Eels fan. You love that team, don't you?
I do. Yes.
Have you gone to every game this year?
Yeah, I have. I have a membership. I've already locked my membership in for next year with better seats. So I'm sitting right behind the goalpost with second row back. So hoping to be much more in the action next year. Me and my daughter, who's 16, and my dad are just tragics.
Well, you know what? You can wear, or maybe your daughter or maybe your dad can wear the jersey signed by every player.
Oh,
he's done it, Rebecca.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, thank me and the team, to be honest.
I'm shaking. I'm absolutely shaking. I'm going on Sunday, so I'm really nervous, but I think we can do it.
Well, you can wear that. We can get that to you by Sunday.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah,
and also,
you can wear it on Sunday.
We'll share on our socials all the videos of Husey getting the players each individually to sign them as well, the jerseys, yeah?
Yeah, well, you know what? Violet, one of our senior producers, she's very much an NRL fan, and she was living the dream, and she took over.
She is
absolutely took over.
So you didn't actually do this yourself?
I was too scared. But she did.
No, she's the bulldog
she
of race.
No
she is a bulldog.
V-May, now let's go to the other side of the ledger. Hello, V-May.
Hi.
Now, we know you're a mad Panthers fan. Your family is so into the Panthers. What have some of your family done?
Oh, we've got everything. We've got lots of trinkets, memorabilia. My husband and father-in-law both have tattoos.
They've got tattoos, mate. Panthers
yeah,
tattoos.
Yeah, my whole workplace is dedicated. Yeah, just crazed by it.
Yeah, well, you now also have a completely fully signed jersey.
Yes!
Every player, coach.
Good!
Yeah, there you go.
Congratulations.
Perfect. Thank you.
How confident are you for Sunday?
Do you know what? I'm a bit like the Panthers. I'm very cocky at the moment. So hopefully it doesn't bite us in the arse. But we'll see.
They do seem really happy, the Panthers. Really happy.
This has always been their thing. They've all played together since they were babies. Like they're so chill. That's their whole shtick.
Yeah, they're a smiley bunch.
Yeah.
We'll see, though. It's going to be huge.
Don't forget, thanks to NRL FanFest, which is back on today in Martin Place, we still have grand final tickets to give before the end of the show.
We do. Easy. But we've also, we're not far away from $10,000, surely.
No. How many clues were given away at 7:30?
I reckon 9.
That is
Should we
correct.
Do it again? Should we do it again, Aaron, or not?
No, I don't know.
You have to think about it.
Let me think and I'll get back to you. I've also, guys, got a... Something was said to me by someone in this team that, look, it won't take long. Give me 2 minutes, but I need to tell you what happened and I need some help.
Oh, God.
Wait, yep. Someone in this team.
Someone in our team said something to me and I feel sick. I'm upset. I don't know if I'm going to come back next week.
this is terrible.
No, it's actually, I'm not even doing this for like good content. I'm actually genuinely upset.
Right. That is next.
Wow. But Aaron, this is, you've hit us with a bombshell. There's a moment that's happened and it's about to happen on air. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. Something's happened. Something's been said to me and... Yeah, I know that it's a responsibility of the company to provide a safe working space, and I don't feel like I'm in that anymore.
What's happened? This is I'm genuinely concerned here. It's okay. It should be off air.
I don't know.
Why are we on air?
I don't know. I probably need to talk to a boss before I talk about it live on air. But I don't know what the protocol
this
is.
This is terrible.
I feel like we've already started, so I just need to keep going.
Bryce is our digital guru who does our social media.
Hello,
yes. Everyone.
Bryce and I are very close. We know each other well. We've worked together for a couple of years now.
Yep.
Bryce came in a couple of ad breaks ago and asked me if I'd take a photo with the two signed jerseys that we've just given away.
That's reasonable.
Yeah, yes. That's reasonable. We do it all the time.
Yep.
I smiled and said, of course.
Yes.
He then ducked down to my face, to my face, and he said, now I know you're not feeling really picture friendly today, so if you'd like, you can hold them up over your face.
Over the face?
This is terrible.
I had not mentioned once this morning that I wasn't feeling particularly picture friendly. There are days when I might come in and say to Bryce, look, I haven't done my hair and my makeup, so if we could keep a bit of distance or not take many photos. I wasn't feeling that today. Bryce has looked at my face and my outfit and determined that I'm not feeling very picture friendly.
He has suggested that I hold the jerseys to cover my face. Do I have a right of reply here?
Yes.
Okay. Very early this morning, Husey, you'll remember asking Aaron to take a photo with some cheese.
Yes, because my brother Mick kindly sent two blocks of cheese. Aaron and Sasha, producer, and he wanted proof of life.
Absolutely.
He wanted proof the cheese got there because it was my job to hand the cheese over.
So producer Mindy went to take a photo of Aaron with the cheese. And then she said, actually, Bryce, do you want to do it? Because you're better at this than me. I went, sweet. So we went into the studio. We got the light. We went right. And Aaron said, I'm not feeling very picture friendly today.
Say that.
You said that.
You honestly, I swear, I'm an honest person. I talk about chin hairs. If I'd said that, I would admit it.
Was there anyone else in the room?
No one else was in the room. He is honestly, and I get why this has happened. You have looked at me and assumed I'm not feeling attractive, and you've gotten confused in your head, and you think I've told you, but I did not say a word.
This is gaslighting.
This is he said, she said, and I don't know.
I'm sorry, but I've been told that I'm not attractive enough to be here today.
Oh, no, it's radio. You're definitely attractive enough to be here.
What if it was TV?
I wouldn't be.
No one talks up your looks more than me, Ed.
Oh, no.
I talk up her looks.
In what forums?
On air, off air.
Online.
I'm constantly.
Saunas.
Constantly telling her she's amazing. When she's lying on the ground
you
in the are. Studio, I look over and I go, amazing.
Beautiful. Love it. Best angle. Righto. Now that that's cleared up, 13-10-60, lines are open.
There's been no resolution, Ed. What's the resolution?
Oh, we've all been sacked. 13-10-60, lines are open. $10,000 as a going away present from us to you.
Susie, Ed and Aaron.
All month we've been springing love back. I think I still think Melissa and Liam's our greatest achievement. They are a couple from Blacktown who are very much in love but hadn't been intimate with each other for 2 years. We got them out to a buffet and they had a great night, but we had to get them their own night in a hotel for it to happen, didn't we?
And Melissa delicately described what occurred as a volcano erupting multiple times.
Yes. So they are back in the rhythm with each other and goodness gracious me, they're next. What have you got, Erin?
Well, I was just going to say the volcano also erupted the next morning once they got home, she said too.
Yeah, it was absolutely, it's a constant
I think Ed was dry retching at that stage.
No, why would he be? He's not their, he's not their child. And that's what children do. They dry reach the thought of their parents still being intimate.
Yes.
We've got three in our house who, you know, try to ruin our fun. But are we going to speak to my wife? Yes.
Good morning, Holly Ifusey's wife.
Good morning.
Ooh. Now, Holly, it hasn't been that long a month, but it's we've been together for 20 years, haven't we?
It's been a long 20 years, is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying over the months of September, do you think that I have sort of brought back some, you know, I've sprung it back or helped spring it back?
Look, I don't know if I was fully aware that it needed springing back. Oh, I thought we were doing pretty well.
Oh, no. Terrible.
Yeah. I'm with you, Holly. It's an awful thing.
Look, it's been a nice month. I mean, you know, it would have been nice to get the car cleaned as he promised. Or,
still time. Still time today. There is still time today to get the car cleaned.
30 days has September, April, June and November. Yeah, right. Oh, my God, you're right.
The car will be cleaned today.
Yeah.
100%.
Now, Holly.
Erin.
Good to talk, my love. Great to see you this week. Bowling was
fun. Absolutely. No, lovely. Fantastic.
There was a fair bit of PDA that I noticed when we were all together on Tuesday night. Has he upped the stakes in the PDA game?
Oh, has he? I mean, I think I'm quite cuddly and I think I probably always have just bulldozed any reticence on his part. But, yeah, maybe. Do you feel like you – I'm not sure, babe. What
no,
do you reckon?
Look, I think we have. PDA, I think I have – yeah, I think at Luna – we're at Luna Park yesterday there's definitely – we're just, you know, holding each other, watching our children on rides. So we didn't have the wristband. So you go to Luna Park, you got to get a wristband. You can't just buy a one-off ticket.
Can I ask, how were you holding each other? Holly, was he like from behind, arms around waist? Was it a side-by-side, one arm shoulder, one arm waist? Was it both arms shoulders?
We were just sitting down, I think, next to each other. I wouldn't have even remembered that we were holding each other, but we probably were.
No, absolutely. At one point you leaned into me and we sort of went sideways together.
To remind her.
Yeah, no, it was lovely. And it is, yeah, I think, you know what, it's great. And
it's good. It's really good for couples that are in long-term relationships to remember those, you know, that initial spark, I'm sure. I think that that's a really valuable thing you've done for a lot of the couples you've spoken to because, you know, long-term relationships are really hard work, you know. And I think that you've done it. I think it was a good idea. I think it was a really good idea to try and help people who've been in long-term relationships.
Absolutely. It is. So even like mine, you know, whole, like less than a year, and I feel like there's things that, you know, that used to happen that don't or that well, yeah, it's
whoa,
it's really.
Whoa, hang on. We have to.
Because you know what, Erin,
no,
it's fair to say, Holly, I say to you, you're beautiful every day, don't I?
Sorry, say that again.
I say to you that you're beautiful. I tell you you're beautiful every day.
You do, but I often say it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I'm beautiful. What matters is that I'm nice and I'm here and I'm the mother of your children. I'm not always going to be beautiful. I'm going to be a wrinkly old 80-year-old one day. And that you might still think I'm beautiful.
Well, I will still think you're beautiful because you still will be beautiful.
There will always be people more beautiful than me.
Not you, Holly. No, there won't be. Can I tell you the favourite line in a song? And as the passing years will show, you will always grow ever more beautiful in my eyes.
Thank you.
Joshua Patterson.
Yes, it is true. It was going to be my wedding song.
It is a lovely song.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Never heard it. You will always be beautiful in my eyes. Thank you,
so
Holly.
I'm a little
Aaron,
confused. Do we have an outcome with you and Holly, or is there
it's good.
Two thumbs up, Hol?
Yes, she's double thumbs up. She's gone. Yep, two thumbs up.
I tell you what, it's time to go to the other side of the ledger because Todd has agreed to come on.
Oh, for God's sake.
Aaron's brand new boyfriend has agreed to come on and find out how they've gone in the month of September, springing love back.
I think Aaron might have an issue, to be honest.
Oh, no. Well, I was actually going to talk about it if he wasn't listening or coming on, and now he's coming on.
Well, you tell him exactly what your problem is, all right?
Okay, fine.
Both barrels. Give it to him.
I'm not going to give it to him on the
Shape
radio.
Shape up
but
or ship out, Todd!
Yeah, man. After the news. Susie, Ed and Aaron. For the final time, Susie gets to talk over the opener.
Mate, for the whole month, we've done it. We just had my wife on. We're 20 years down the track. Yep. We're going as good as we've ever gone.
Ooh.
Absolutely. No, we're going great.
No, it's same great. Ooh, is he nice?
Oh, you're right. Now, Aaron, though, you're much, much more fresh in your relationship.
Much
it's been less than a year. Like
yeah,
six months.
Yeah, whatever it is. I don't even know. Who's counting? Who's counting?
We love your boyfriend. We've had him on the radio before. We've hung out. We double dated the other day, went bowling. It was fantastic. He's a really good bowler, by the way.
He is good. He's very competitive, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. I think he's claiming a victory over me. Is that right, Todd? You're claiming you beat me in bowling? Is that what you're telling producers?
Yeah, good morning, crew. How's it going?
Yeah, good. So you are claiming you beat me in bowling, is that right?
Yeah, look, I think it might have been 1 point in it, Husey. But I was just telling Sasha that there was a distinct lack of engagement when we got very, very close and you guys wanted to go to dinner very quickly. And so no one really saw my last few bowls. It's very interesting, actually. The dynamic really shifted.
My family was hungry.
Uh-huh.
And Aaron and Todd's crew had taken so long to get bowling.
You try having a four-year-old with a 10-kilo bowling ball. It takes some time.
Anyway, Todd, you're a very good bowler and you definitely won bowling. There's no doubt about that. But, Aaron, what is going on?
Well, hey, babe.
Hi.
Look, this isn't, you weren't meant to come on for this. We were just basically, what we're doing is wrapping up our Spring Love Back segment. And Husey's just done that with his wife. And I was just mentioning to the boys off air that there was just a couple of little things that you used to do that you've stopped doing.
What did he used to do? It's an,
well, I've
and
got a
now
list.
It's not happening.
I've got a list.
So you're happy to hear the list, Todd?
I'd say a couple.
And look, it's not double-sided. It's 104 page. But I'd like to preface it with, you are an incredible man, and I'm very blessed.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so
it's a poo sandwich. Let's get to the good stuff.
So you used to text me that I looked hot on Sunday nights on my Sky News show. stop it, Husey. This stuff matters. And you've stopped doing that about, I don't know, 5 weeks ago.
Okay. What happened there? Well, that's what happened there. Did your Foxtel subscription run out? What's going on there?
That's a real. Well, it is finals time for footy as well. I'm flicking back and forth a lot. I'm not really allowed to talk about the footy. So
he's doing a flick.
Yeah. So I didn't even bring it up.
That actually leads me to my second one. You used to watch the full show. Now you tell me that you liked one segment, but you were doing other things throughout the other ones. Like, if you can't sit through an hour of me, how can I expect anyone else to?
That is a real. Are these in order, or is this going from bottom to top?
They're not ranked by importance.
I just want to make sure I hit the hot ones first.
Okay.
Can you record the show and just fast forward the ads?
Oh.
I mean, that's
interesting.
No, but I like to call straight after to get a rundown of how he felt it went.
Oh. Well, that's what I'm cramming. So don't call straight up.
Okay. Did I get home safe? You used to always text me to see if I'd gotten home safe, and I feel like that's dropped off. In fact, on Tuesday after bowling, I text you to see if you'd gotten home safe.
Really good point. Yeah. Now that I've actually worked out you do get home safe, I'm assuming we've put that one to bed.
Okay.
So.
My wife. I do remember once. I dropped my wife off at her block of flats when we were going out, and then she she texted to say, you left before I got inside.
Oh. Yeah.
And she said, yeah. what about if I had got attacked?
Yeah. Oh,
and I texted back, I wouldn't have wanted to see that.
Yes. You know,
it would have been terrible.
Actually, that's another one. A little while ago when I stayed at your place and had to leave early, you actually used to walk me to my car. That just reminded me, you've stopped doing that now too.
Listen, you can't add to the list as you go through here. Let's stick to the original list, shall we?
There's just a few more. When we would sit next to each other on the couch, you used to touch me more. Now sometimes you'll sit there and not.
Again, interesting. I'm going to take a few of these on notice. I need a prep. Very difficult life.
And sometimes you used to send me songs that you thought reminded you of me. You haven't done that in months.
You sure that was that me, really?
Actually, it might not have been me.
Sure?
Someone else used to send
someone else.
Song.
It might have been someone else.
Doesn't sound like me.
Anyway, the other ones, babe, I'll text you because they're a little bit more intense.
Oh, great. No, God, you know I love your long texts. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, and by the way, and your replies
voice
to my...
Voice messages.
Well, that's what... Who told me to do that? The doctor, the vet. Chris Brown. Sometimes, yeah, I just feel like the I love yous feel like they're few and far between.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just scribbling notes down.
You know what,
I don't think this segment's worked for Todd and I.
No, I think it's going well. yeah, but what we, no, I don't want to suggest what should happen next.
No, you should suggest, Cheesy. What do you think should happen?
Don't do it.
No, I'm
going
to suggest
it. I know the look on your face. Don't do it.
No.
Don't do
it. I'm going to do it.
Don't do it.
They need to move in together.
Oh, God.
Sorry, what?
Up September.
What?
Yeah.
That's it? That's it, you.
Yeah, I think so. You move in together and it solves all the problems.
I agree.
Like, how, really?
Yes, because then none of this maintenance needs to happen. You live together. So, you know, this walking to the car and all this texting when you get home and all this, you know, remembering and record TV shows. It'll all be on the IQ, you know. So, anyway, have a think about it.
Again, I'll take that one on notice.
Oh, what? What? Oh, you're not into that, are you, Todd? But you're not, you couldn't just pretend on radio to be considering it?
Oh, fantastic.
Have a great morning.
Bye, baby. I'll talk to you later.
Love that.